Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Amen.
Grace and peace.
Grace and peace. We're going to get started in just one moment. Grace and peace. Thank you all for joining us tonight. I do believe that we're all ready to begin our call for tonight. Again, we thank God for you and for your yielding to the purpose and the will of God tonight. Tonight is the very first night of our official relaunch of the Prophetic Intercessors Network. For those of you that are listening on that may not be familiar with, the Prophetic Intercessors Network is just a collaborative work of intercessors from different parts of the world that have come together for the purpose of praying for the causes of the nation, the body of Christ, people's individual prayer requests, releasing the word of the Lord, and just being moved and led by the Spirit. So tonight, we're going to have an open intercessor who will open up our line with prayer. Then we're going to have our guest to just allow the Lord to use him as the Lord sees fit, Prophet Latre Majors, and then we'll go back into our rotation of prayer for the intercessors and being free to release whatever God would release through you. We're excited about what God is doing. Again, we're grateful for those of you that have yielded yourselves and said yes to the very call of God tonight. So we're going to go ahead and get started for tonight. We're going to ask Sister Kim to open up the line, praying specifically, of course, for the airways, praying for intercessors that will participate on the call tonight, praying for just the direction and clarity for us as those God has called into the kingdom for such a time as this. She will open us up right after Kim closes out her portion of the prayer. We're going to turn it over into the hand of the prophet tonight, a prophet in his own right. If you don't know Prophet Latre Majors, you want to go ahead and like his page. He is truthfully called of God, and he has a accurate word in his mouth, has such a humble spirit. And so we're going to move forward from now, and then I'll come back in after him and start the rotation again with the intercessors, and then we'll move through the night. So, Kim, right now we're going to ask you to go ahead and open us up in prayer.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you today. Hallelujah. God, we give you glory today. We bless your name, oh God. We exalt you and we magnify you, oh God. Lord, we are excited, oh God, hallelujah, about coming before you, oh God, about this opportunity, oh God, hallelujah. We're excited, oh God, hallelujah, and we rejoice in you today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are welcome, oh God, hallelujah. God, we bless your name. We exalt you. We magnify you. you. God, we give you glory, oh God, hallelujah. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. God, there is no one that is like you. There is no one, oh God, who can compare to you, oh God. Lord, you are, oh God, hallelujah, our strength. You are our hope, God. You are our deliverer, oh God, our refuge, oh God, hallelujah, and our high tower. God, we rejoice in you today, oh God, hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God, hallelujah. God, we give you, oh God, hallelujah, the fruit of our lips, oh God, hallelujah. Father, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for waking us up this morning. We thank you for keeping us, God. We thank you for directing us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for giving us, oh God, clear minds, God, hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, God, that we can come boldly before your throne of grace today, God, hallelujah. Oh God, Lord, we exalt you, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We exalt you, Father. I come before you in the name of Jesus, God, blessing you. Oh God, hallelujah, Father, we thank you, oh God. Father, we pray, oh God, over this line. God, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for being in the midst of us today, oh God. Lord, your word says, oh God, that where there are two or three gathered in my name, there I will be in the midst. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you for your presence today, God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for your drawing, Jesus. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God,
thank
for
you,
your
Father.
Loving kindness, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, Father, I
thank
you, oh
Jesus.
God, hallelujah, for making, oh God, the airways clear, oh God, in the
thank
name
you,
of
God.
Jesus. Oh God,
thank
we
you,
thank
Father.
You, oh God, for clearing, oh God,
thank
the
you,
airways, oh God. Oh God, thank you, oh God, hallelujah, 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 for making, oh God, the way clear, oh God, and plain and straight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your word that's coming forth, God. We thank you, oh God, for directing,
thank
oh God,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, their hearts, oh God, and the word, oh God, that you have prepared, oh God. Oh God, Lord, I thank you, oh God, Father, I thank you for giving them, oh God, clarity of mind. I thank you, oh God, for ordering their words, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, Father, I thank you today, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for every soul, oh God, hallelujah, that has joined in on the line, God, every ear that is listening, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, for transformation, oh God, that will take place, oh God, hallelujah, as a result, oh God, of your word going forth, hallelujah. God, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for deliverance, God. We thank you, oh God, for healing, God. We thank you, oh God, for breakthrough, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for transformed lives, for transformed minds, God, in the name of Jesus, for transformed hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for every soul, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you have ordered, oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, to listen in, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, Lord, your word says, oh, God, hallelujah, that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by God, Father, and so we thank you. We thank you, oh, God, for ordering our footsteps. We thank you, oh, God, hallelujah, for ordering, oh, God, hallelujah, our mouths, our words, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for open hearts. Oh, God, to receive your word, to respond, oh, God, hallelujah, to your word, oh, God, and to your spirit, hallelujah. Father, I ask, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that this Holy Spirit would have free reign, hallelujah, that he would, God, have free reign, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, oh God, for having your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, Lord, there is no one that is like you. There is no one that is like you, oh God. There is no one, oh God, who can compare to you. Jesus, God, our hearts, oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. God, we adore you.
Lord, we lift you up, oh God, and we magnify you, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God, hallelujah. Have your way, oh God, on this line. Have your way, oh God. Have your way, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Have your way, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, through every intercessor, hallelujah. Oh God, that surrendered, oh God, and yield, oh God, their vessels to you, oh God. Hallelujah. Pray through them. Speak through them, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let your anointing rest, oh God, on this line and every intercessor and every prophet, God, in the name of Jesus. God, have your way. God, you be glorified. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus, God, that your glory will just rest and sit. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yay, God. Word their mouths. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Prophet Majors, it is now in your hands. Thank you, Lord.
Grace and peace, everyone. I give an honor to God for the spirit on this line. I thank God for what he is doing in the lives of his people. I even want to thank God for the Apostle Belinda for allowing me to be on to this line. I have been in a place with God for approximately 2 weeks. I want to share something with you because I believe that this is something for the body of Christ, more or less to the ones, I like to call it, the ones that will stand in the midst of turmoil or in the midst of trial. A couple of weeks ago, the Lord had begun to deal with me concerning traumas and different things that people are going through, a lot of hitting traumas. And where I believe that trauma has literally hit the lives of so many people to where it's causing people to not even want to operate correctly in the things of God. And I believe that the reason why many people are suffering in and out of the church because the church people have a lot of issues that we have not allowed God to deal with, because there's some times that we've been trying to talk it away and shout it away, but there's some things that I believe that God will allow to open up again just so he can heal it for real. And so in that particular time, I started to begin to see how I did a series in a trauma, and what happened in me doing that series of trauma, I mean, everybody was jumping and shouting and dancing and all of these different types. Happened was I woke up a sleeping bear. And what I mean by that is because within the next 24 hours from everyone shouting and jumping and dancing, now my ministry was under a great attack. I went under prayer with God, and I began to ask God exactly what is going on within not only my ministry, and the Lord began to talk to me and said, this is the climate of what's going on in the spirit realm. And what God has begun to say is that there were many that had survived through pandemic. Many people were survived through that survived through pandemic, not only through from the sicknesses, but the enemy has now raised an attack that has raised an attack to almost want to cause the people to give up. And I see the enemy trying to cause an attack to cause people to self-sabotage themselves, because the Lord began to say that there is a spirit that is going and through and roaming, and the spirit is causing emotions. So the Lord said to tell my people in this hour, this is not the hour to be in emotions. This is not the hour to be in our feelings, because right now our feelings are on trial.
Yeah, God.
Mm-hmm, and I even sense that even some that are listening even to right now, you've been in your feelings and in your emotions. You've been saying, I love God, but I cannot stand the church. I love God, but I don't want to do this anymore. I love God, but I want to walk away. But I heard the scripture say that though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I understand that you want to give up. I understand that you want to throw in the towel, but greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And God said, this is the hour and the time that you cannot be weary and well-doing. For I hear the Spirit of the living God say that you shall reap if you faint not. The Lord said, begin to guard your emotions. Because you have to understand, the enemy understands that you're unstoppable in this hour. The enemy understands that where God is taking you to this next dimension, to this next place in him, that you will self-sabotage. But I heard the Lord say to tell my people, it is not what they are bosha. It is not what they see in front of them. It is not what it looks like. For God is raising up a standard in this hour, saith the Spirit of the living God. So now, even the now, we're going to begin to pray now that our emotions become subjected unto the hands of the Most High God. God, I pray now, God, that your people mind, God, will be coming to the place of peace, God. I command every raging war. I command every rabasuri and the kebasodai. I command every raging war that's in the minds of your people, God. I pray, oh God, against the spirit of sabotage, God, self-sabotage, the spirit that is even begin to being used by people to cause an aggravation and an upset for your people, God. I hear it in the realms of the spirit, but there's many our people are right now, they're becoming aggravated and frustrated, because it looks like God isn't moving fast enough. It looks like the enemy is causing people that were even close to you to even turn against you. The enemy is right here, God saying, this is the reason why this attack is even great against the body of Christ, because it's coming from familiar fire. It's coming from friendly fire. But I pray now, God, that every avenue of the enemy, every avenue of every satanic force will begin to be blocked now in this prayer call. I pray, oh God, that upon this rock, God, you shall build the churches, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. God, I pray now in the name of Yeshua, God, that your people will arise and his enemies be scattered. I pray, oh God, right now for the spirit of complacency, that it will not find its way in the house of the living God. I pray now, oh God, for the spirit, the spirit that comes in the form of godliness, but denies the power thereof. We pull down every stronghold. We root it out of the mind of every systematic plan of religiosity. We command it to be so now under the powers of the Holy Ghost. We command now, God, that your people will arise now from their place of comfort. We command that they will arise now, God, from their place of slumber, God. That they will arise now, God, and they will put now, God, and feet as high as they put now, God, their feet will be as high set, God, now in the pleasurable side, in a place of righteousness, God. We thank you, oh God, now that you're moving by your power, God. We pray for a special covering. I hear you, God, for there's something coming in the spirit of Oshai to the world around about October. Let it be Oshai, this new strand. I see massive death, but we back the hands of the enemy now, God, in the name of Yeshua.
In the name of Jesus.
Forgive us, oh God. Yelel of Oshai, forgive us, oh God, that we didn't take you serious the last time, God. Forgive us, oh God, that we wind up going back to the same things over and over again.
God.
To doing the same religious stuff over again, God. Let's hand that in your fire. But we God, we ain't ask you, oh God, that you'll put the blood of holy Osanda Baha.
The blood of Jesus.
That you will begin to put the blood, God. Put the blood over your people. Put the blood over your churches,
prayers, oh God, that are for you, God. God, even as we're putting the blood over the ministries that are for you, God, we cancel now and we command a spiritual demolition of Oshia, that it will be demolished, demolished now, God. Every church, every satanic coven that is built up now against with idol spirits, every satanic coven, every ministry that is built still worshiping false gods, we pray now, God, that you will send the Yerakadon wind, that you begin to blow, oh God, against those houses, that your ministries will arise now, God, in the name of Yeshua. We put now strength, God, to your leaders, oh God, for we understand that the enemy is trying to cause doubt. We understand that the enemy is trying to cause, make it look like the enemy, that God is not going to do his promises. But I thank you, God, now that we're standing on your word. I thank you, God, that we're believing on your word in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Prophetess Belinda, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that in this hour he is causing you now to arise. Arise where? For I hear God saying that there were many mantles that you have put upon even certain sons and daughters, and they acted as if they were sons and daughters, but they took the mantle, but they did not take it to the Most High. They did not take it to rebuild the ministry. That's what we got to be careful of. We got to be careful about giving mantles to people and they run with it. No, the mantle is for the house. I'm supposed to impart the spirit that you might able to make my job easier, but I see people going in and they're disguising themselves as sons and daughters, but God said they're bastards. I don't care how much they try to look like you. I don't care how much they try to sound like you. They try to profess that they're daughters to you. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say that when they remove their feet, the mantle dropped at the door. And now they're operating in an area that's illegal. But I pray now in the name of Yeshua that you begin to go back and pick up those mantles and put those mantles and safe treasures and safe keepers. For your heart is for God. Your heart is for ministry. You have the heart where you don't want to hold people up. So sometimes you release things to people out of your heart, but it's out of the season of God. But God said you will not be broken in this hour, never again. But I see that some people, even in the ministry now, they're causing war. And it's not a war that people understand. It's a war that they're warring in the spirit against you. That every time you hit the church, you feel the tension. Although they're acting right, but you know in the realm of the spirit that there's something ain't right. I heard the Lord say, it's someone on the third row. It's a female that is talking behind the scenes that is coming against your purpose. I heard God say there's cancer in the ministry. But the Lord said now it's time to remove it. You've been saying I'm waiting on you, God. But I heard the Lord say that upon this rock you build your church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it, saith the Spirit of the living God. I thank God. There's a cry. I hear it. Because some intercessors, this is intercessor. I feel the intercessors, the heart of the intercessors. Y'all have been in a place where it's almost like you're weak. I don't know what this means. I hear it. It's almost like every time you get in prayer, you draw blanks. It's almost like the end. It's almost like you don't even know what to pray anymore. Because the enemy has tried to cause a cloud to come over in intercession. But I heard the Lord say the reason why this is so. He said, because the Lord said that this is the hour that I need my people to cry from their bellies in the spirit. Don't think it not strange that you won't have any words to say in prayer. Don't think it not strange that the whole hour will be nothing but tongues, because God said now the spirit must arise. The spirit must arise. And everybody that's listening right now, I need you to go into the spirit and begin to use your tongue, because I know the enemy, the enemy has been trying to wear you out, but I thank God right now that he's given you broken power. Because out of your belly is the moans and the groans. Out of your belly, y'all are birthing nations. I hear the Lord saying, there's nations being birthed out of this. Because many people think that I need a crowd. Many people think that he needs millions. But he said, where two or three are gathered in my name with the right spirit, he can agree on anything. And I heard the Lord say that in this hour, even on this prayer line, I'm beginning to shake nations. I hear him shaking Yeredioshaya. I hear him shaking Israel. I hear him shaking Africa. I even hear Tokyo. God said this place. I heard the Lord say that tell the people that they got to come out from the low place because they're too low in the realms of the spirit. God said, I'm calling now for hindsight. I'm calling now that your eyes may be shut now in the spirit. God said, my intercessors, it's time for y'all to arise because you've been praying locally. But the Lord said, I hear regionally. I hear glory. But there's not many intercessors on the wall. There's not many intercessors on the wall. They're people are trying to be famous. They're trying to be cute. But the Lord said, now that's what's going on. That my people are, my intercessors are feeling the weight of the world. And the reason why they don't know what to pray in this hour is because they spiritually were not ready to take on the cares of the world. Because that's why God said this is the hour that you cannot be in your emotions by what's going on in your local house. You cannot be in your emotions by what's going on with you personally. But God said, I'm calling you to a higher realm that you may be able to hold the weight high. I don't know if somebody feel it. It's almost like a birthing pain in your stomach. I'm feeling the pain in your stomach and in your back. That's the pains of intercession. In the name of the ocean.
For it is so. It is so. Name of Yeshua. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Give us devotional with you, oh God. Give us, God, a time with you that you can, God, hear our voice, oh God. Let us hear from you, oh God. Teach us how to hear your voice, oh God. Oh God, and hide us from the enemy right now. Hide us in the secret place, God, where the enemy cannot find us. Hide us, oh God, that you may be glorified, that you may be magnified, that you may be lifted up, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, we will give you the glory. We'll give you the honor, God. Teach us how to pray, God. Teach us how to be comforted in you, oh God. Teach us how to suffer with you, oh God. How to reign with you, oh God. Give us skills, oh God, to handle what is coming, oh God. Allow us, God, to have healing power in our hands. God, bless our minds, God, to be regulated, God. Bless our minds to be stayed on you, oh God. God, give us power beyond our own, God. Oh God, because we cannot do without you. Lord, we need you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, pour out your spirit among us, oh God. You say in the last days you will pour out your spirit on us, oh God. So God, we're waiting for you, God. And God, we stand at the door. God, we're knocking right now, God. We're asking that, God, that you open up to us, oh God, that we may hear, God, spiritually, God. We may see, God, spiritually, God, that we can see the enemy from afar off. Oh God, we bind everything that will come up against us, God. We bind up anything that will cause us distractions, oh God. God, let us not be distracted in this season, oh God. But God, show us where you want us to go, oh God. Give us vision, oh God. Give us understanding, oh God. And Lord, say all thy ways, God, get an understanding. Oh God, give us knowledge, God, to do the will that you sent us to do, oh God. Give us a morning glory, oh God. Give us power from on high, oh God. Ignite us, God, with power, oh God, that we can do the work that you call us to do. Thank you, oh God, for the intercessors that are standing on the wall. Thank you, God, that we won't come down. Father God, hide us, oh God, we won't come down. God, we need you now, God. We need, God, you to uplift us, oh God. We need, God, vision, oh God. We need to stand in the wings, God, that we can stand for others, oh God. Don't let us give up, God. Don't let us get weary and well-doing, oh God. But let us stay focused, oh God. Let our minds stay on what the work is, God. Oh God, cause us to be humble, oh God. Let us have humble hearts, oh God, before you, oh God, that we can do the work, oh God. Oh God, let us be well in our bodies. We bind sickness and any attacks. We bind any infirmities, God, that will cause us, God, to be far from you right now. Oh God, we ask that you dispatch the angels around us, oh God. Pull them down. We pull every stronghold down right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, oh Lord, for the leading of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord God, for peace, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for comfort, God. We thank you for love, for your love right now, God. Oh God, that our minds, God, are made right with you. We thank you, Lord, that we will hear. We will go above, God, what we are, but we will do the work. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for your great power, for your great love towards us. God, you already said, God, in the end we win. We thank you, God, when even when we fall short, you're right there, God. We thank you, Lord, God, even when we mess up, you're right there, God. But God, we need you to hear us, oh God, tonight. God, we're calling on you. We're pulling on heaven. We're pulling on the host of heaven. We're pulling on you, God, for our next assignment, that we walk in the assignment that you call us to, oh God. That the blood cover us, oh God, from the crown of our head to the very soles of our feet. Father, we thank you for the blood right now, God. And we bind everything that's not like you. Everything, God, that's not like you. Pull up, pluck out, uproot right now. God, go into the deepest place of our heart. Pull up and pluck out everything, God, that will cause us to stray away. And God, we love you all today. We love you today. We love you, oh God. And we're here to do what you call us to do. We're here to hear you, oh God. We make it all about Jesus, about your work, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We glorify you. We magnify you. We adore you. We love you. We give you all glory, all honor, and all praise is due unto you in this season. Father, we thank you right now for new direction, for allowing us to hear with spiritual ears. We thank you, Lord. And we ask you to bless everyone on this voice, on this call, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, I ask you to anoint them afresh right now, God. God, give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Thank you.
Oh, God, let them love and bind us together, that we have understanding of one another. God, teach us how to learn one another and to love one another and to pray for one another. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. I thank you for your glory. I thank you for your power. I thank you for wisdom. I thank you for understanding. I thank you, Lord, for blessing us today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. Father, we magnify you. We lift you up. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We exalt you today, our Lord, our Savior, and our soon coming King. God, I just want to take the time right now to just say thank you. Thank you for coming to see about us. Thank you, God, for finding us. Thank you, God, for correcting us. Thank you, God, for loving us enough to let us know where we're at. And so, God, first, I just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for being concerned about us. Thank you, God, for protecting us from all hurt, harm, and danger. God, I thank you for putting us together. I thank you that you strategically put us together. I thank you, God, that we're going to mind the same thing, say the same thing, speak the same thing in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, that we're going to love. Hallelujah, without hypocrisy. I thank you, Father, that when we pray, we're going to lift up pure hands and clean hearts. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, without wrath and without doubting. God, I thank you that love is going to flow from breast to breast in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone on this call. In the name of Jesus, God, I give you glory, honor, and praise. I ask that you let the angel of the Lord encamp around about us. In the name of Jesus, and loose our ministering angels to do warfare on our behalf. But God, I hear a sound, and it's like God wants to hear a sound. It's just like in Elijah when he said, I hear a sound of abundance of rain. God, you said in your word, whatever we loose bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So God, now in the name of Jesus, the sound that I hear, loose the sound, God, upon us now. In the name of Jesus, let it come from the depths of our souls. In the name of Jesus, the sound, God, hallelujah, that'll break shackles and chains, hallelujah, that'll heal sin sick souls, that'll heal sick bodies and minds, emotional, mental, God, the mental elect, in the name of Jesus, God, release the sound of the prophet now, release the sound of the intercessors now, in the name of Jesus, I hear a sound, yes, God, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. It's not a new thing to you, Father, but it will be a new thing to us. Teach us again, God, how to carry your weight. Teach us again, God, how to carry your glory. In the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you for it now. And I honor you for it now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And again, Sister Pastor Belinda, the Lord said, when two people come to you and they're saying the same thing, let the word be established. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I pray today, in the name of Jesus, no weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. I thank God that he will shut the mouths of the gainsayers in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, I ask that you let the people that are talking, let the scripture come to their mind. Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm in the name of Jesus. God, I give you glory. I thank you again, God, that the angel of the Lord is going to encamp around about her. God, I thank you again that her ministering angels are doing warfare on her behalf. God, I thank you again that you're sharpening her sword in the name of Jesus. Hey, he comes out of us. I see him putting your sword in the fire. He comes out of us, pulling it back out. Hallelujah. Hammering with a hammer and wiping it with a black glove on his arm. He's thrusting it in there three times and taking it out. He is getting ready to teach you how to handle a sword like never before, which is his word. Hallelujah. You're going to go so deep in it, have such an understanding and wisdom and knowledge because of the heart that you have for the people. Hallelujah. He said you're going to be able to break the word down to where a fifth grader will be able to understand it, and we'll not be able to end in the name of Jesus. And so, God, I thank you for it, and I praise you for it, and I give you glory, honor, and praise, and I want to say to the prophet, hallelujah, sweetheart, I needed that word today. Hallelujah. It's been almost a month that it seems like I didn't have words to say. Hallelujah, when it was time to pray, but then God would give me some, but in my private time, hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord. You can know the attack. Pastor Belinda, since I've been talking to you, the attack on my life.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In mercy, the enemy wanted me to throw my hands up, but I refused to. It's me, that I was squeezed.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, God, you got me here for a reason, and I need to hear from you.
Mm.
And so now I know, hallelujah to your soul, to pray in the Holy Ghost. And it'll get me down the road. And so, God, I give God glory for you. I give God glory for your keenness. I give God glory for your sharpness. And don't let nobody discount your youth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, because he said the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, and he called the young because they're strong. And so, God, I thank you for him, and I thank you, God. I hear elevation in the name of Jesus, but it won't be elevation by man. God said he's going to elevate you. Hallelujah. God is going to elevate you. Thank you, Jesus. And when God do it, no man can pull it down. No man will be able to discount what God said. Because I hear people saying, wasn't that so-and-so's son? Well, wasn't that such and such and such? And God said, for you not to worry, don't look to the left, don't look to the right, but you keep your eyes on the prize that he told you. He said to tell you to keep dreaming dreams. Hallelujah. The visions and dreams that he showed you, he said, keep dreaming. He said, and write the dreams down. He said, matter of fact, mark the date and the time when you do it. And when it comes to pass, you go back to it and say, this is when God accomplished what he said. And so, God, I thank you for it. I praise you for it. There have been women that have set traps for you. But God said, not so. Thank you, Jesus. And so I give God glory. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Thank you, God. For the remnant that you have and the ram in the bush that you have. I thank you, God, that we're praying for the regions. God, we pray for the regions now. We pull down every witch and every warlock now. You said whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. We bind every witch, every warlock in the name of Jesus. Cancel your assignment, cast you back to the pit of hell from which you come. God, you said whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Loose love, God. Loose peace. In the name of Jesus, cause your people to hunger and thirst after righteousness again. In the name of Jesus, cause your people, God, to want to meet you again. In the name of Jesus, wake us up, God. Wake us up. God, wake Zion up again, God. Zion is asleep. God, wake us up again. In the name of Jesus, strengthen us, God. Undergird the intercessors. Undergird the prophets now. In the name of Jesus. God, we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. In the name of Jesus. God, we know you're coming soon. We know that Jesus is sitting there waiting for you to just give the word, and he's coming soon. God, in the name of Jesus, let us hear you. Let us understand you. Let us run, God. Hallelujah. And not get weary. Let us run like horses. Teach us how to war again with our hands in the name of Jesus. Teach us how to trust you again, God. We can trust you for everybody else, and we have faith for everybody else. God, teach us how to believe you for us. You said, is anything too hard for God? And you came back and said, there's nothing too hard for you. God, there's nothing too hard for you. Forgive us for our unbelief. Forgive us where we was lacking and wavering in our faith. In the name of Jesus. And God, we say, here we are again, God. Try us again, God. We want to be vessels of honor. In the name of Jesus. And so, God, we say, try us again. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I'm asking that you bless this, the sound of prayer. God, I'm asking that you let it go throughout all airways in the name of Jesus. Cross every national border in the name of Jesus. Let it hit throughout the whole universe. You created the universe. There is absolutely nothing too hard for you. And so, God, I give you glory, honor, and praise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that they'll be able to translate it in Africa. They'll be able to translate it, God, in Aruba. They'll be able to translate it in Canada. They'll be able to translate it in Jamaica. Wherever you take it, God, I
give you glory, that you would get the honor. Hallelujah. That you would get the praise. And that you would get the glory in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you. I thank you for the sound, God. I thank you for releasing the sound on us, God. I thank you for the sound. I feel like I can hear him blowing the trumpet. Hallelujah. Right before there is time for war. There is a sound that comes. And so, God, I thank you for the sound. Hallelujah. Prepare us for battle, God. Prepare us for war, God. In the name of Jesus. And everything in us that's not like you, God. I ask that you take it out in the name of Jesus. Walk up and down our hearts, God. Give us a clean heart, God. In the name of Jesus. Search us, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Search us, God. In the name of Jesus. And have your way. We say yes to you, Lord. We bow to you. Hallelujah. We surrender to you. We surrender everything to you, God. And I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise for this. God, I pray that Pastor Belinda lack in no good thing in the name of Jesus. That she lacks no good thing. As a matter of fact, God, everyone on this line, don't let them lack in any good thing. I speak favor, the divine favor of God over their lives. And I speak peace, the shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken. Everything is intact where they're concerned. And God, help us to see the enemy for who he really is and who he's using. Hallelujah. And I thank you, God, that I have moved my heart and my emotions out the way. Hallelujah. And trusting you and trusting the Spirit of God to do what you've called us to do in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Our Lord, our Savior, and our soon coming King. In Jesus' name. In Jesus Christ, the anointed one's name. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless your holy name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for your goodness and your mercy. God, we come right now with a humble and contrite spirit. We ask you right now by the power of your Holy Spirit to begin to lift the blanket and uncover the hands of the enemy in the earth realm right now. God, we ask you right now to take over every region and begin to overpower the working of the enemy. And God, we thank you right now because your grace, and we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your power. We thank you for the anointing. And God, in all things today, we are giving thanks, oh God, for you are the King of kings and you are the Lord of lords and you are the maker of the heaven of this earth, and there is none besides you, oh dreadful God. We ask you right now to send a spirit to annihilation to destroy everything in the kingdom of darkness right now, God. I ask you by the power of your Holy Spirit to raise us up to begin to walk in the army of the Lord. I ask you by the power of your Holy Spirit to begin to take us up from deeper depths and higher levels, God, from faith to faith and glory to glory. Let your word be known into the earth realm. And God, we ask you right now, let your Holy Spirit to come covering over the earth, oh Father, to sit down in every location, Father, begin to sit down in every church, oh God. But God, I ask you by the power of your Holy Spirit to begin to overpower us right now, oh God, and begin to send us out to declare your word and send us a sword and send the word to come forth to heal, set free, and deliver. And God, we ask you right now as you begin to take over each individual, God, send the eyes of the prophet, Father, send the eyes of the eagle that we shall see what the Spirit of the living God is releasing. I ask you right now, oh Lord, give us the eagle of prophecy, Father, in Jesus' name. And God, we ask you right now to take over each individual that's on the line, and I ask you to build us up, oh Father, in your strength today, God, that we can stand proxy in the Holy Spirit, to speak with soundness out the belly, to bring forth the assignment in our spirit. And I ask you right now, oh God, for you are the only one that sit high and look low, Father, but you are Alpha and the Omega. And we come right now in the name of Yeshua, that you're going to take us up beyond our own limitation. I ask you right now that we come and sync with the Holy Spirit, and sync with heaven and the earth, oh Father, begin to move in such a profound way. We ask you, Lord, to release thy hand, and begin to move upon us today, and wherever that we walk today, God, that we shall tread upon the head of the serpent. I ask you right now by the power of the Holy Spirit, where two or three gathered in your name, oh Father, you declare that you are in the midst of. There is no good thing that you withhold from your prophets. I speak and declare, oh Father, that the foundation of the
prophets and apostles shall rise up, oh God. Let us walk in the authority. Activate us today, oh God. Shake us again in your word. Shake us again in prayer, oh Lord. When we open up our mouth, we shall feel the word. And you said our tongue is like a ready writer. And I decree and declare right now, God, as you begin to move upon our spirit. And when we see things, oh Lord, let us begin to see it and declare it. Let us have a discernment in the spirit. Let us begin to walk in your fulfillment. Let your word be declared. I ask you right now, oh Jesus, in the mighty name of Yeshua, to begin to overpower us, oh God, to shield and arrest us right now, Lord. Let us be slow to speak and swift to hear what the Spirit of the living God is saying. I ask you right now, oh Father, begin to spread us out into the earth, and let us walk in the power and unity. Let us walk in your grace, oh God. Let us walk by the power of our assignment. Let us walk in a clear and begin to walk in your fulfillment, the major and the minor prophets. Let us rise up again, God, whatever that you called us to do. And in the reason right now, oh God, begin to let us begin to walk it up. Let us begin to speak it up. Let us begin to declare it. And we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you right now, oh Lord, let it begin to come upon us like never before. Let us begin to go up from deeper depths and higher levels up, from faith to faith and glory to glory. All things are working for our good according to your riches and your glory. And God, we ask you right now, Father, begin to go up in the realm of the Spirit and take us up like you did, Paul, and take us into the third heaven, God. And when we see, let them see the glory. Let us walk in the authority. Let us walk in the realm of the Spirit. When people see us, oh God, let them see the anointing of your Holy Spirit. When we open up our mouth, oh God, let them hear the sound of your trumpet, oh God. And I ask you right now by your Holy Spirit, let us stand in front of people today, God, and let them be healed by our skin. You spoke it and declared it in your word that everything that touched Paul, every handkerchief and apron, God, that touches skin, people's anointed healed, set free, and deliver. That same anointing, oh God, let it rest upon each individual. We ask you by your Holy Spirit, God, because you are the one that's worthy to be praised. You're the only one that's being Zion to your people, oh Lord, to spiritual Holy Spirit, to rest, food, and abide. There is none besides you, oh God, for you are the dreadful God. You are a right now God. You are an instant God. You are a suddenly God. I ask you right now, Lord, the same God forever and forever, Lord, that nothing changed about your Holy Spirit. God, you're the same one that still stands. I ask you, let that same Spirit, let that same Holy Ghost, let that same word to manifest in the earth today, God. Let it come through the power of your prophets. Let it come through the power of your evangelists, God. Let it come through the power of the apostles, Lord, and your teachers and your pastors, and the intercessors today, God. Let it rain and vibrate in our spirit. Let it vibrate into the earth, oh God. Send a trailblaze of your word, a consuming fire, oh Lord, to shut up in our bones right now, God. I thank you right now, oh, to heal, set, trim, deliver, to uproot us today, God, and pluck up the things in the earth, overpower the working of the enemy in Jesus' name. Down. We ask you right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Yeshua, we ask you to begin to send a radius up in your diamond of your word, send a radius of your word into the earth right now, Father. Take us again, Lord. Move us in the earth realm, God. Press us out to walk in authority. Press us out to walk in deepness. Press us out to walk by faith. Let it be a sound in the earth. Let it be a faith that was once delivered unto the saints. For these are the mighty blessings that we ask in Jesus' name that we shall pray. We know that all things you declared in your word shall work according to your will, oh God. That all things work together for the good. For those that love you, God, and who is called according to your purpose. But God, I ask you right now for every man, woman, and child, begin to let them walk according to your purpose, Lord. As we build ourselves up in our most holy faith, we shall pray in the Holy Spirit, and pray in the Holy Spirit. Wait patiently in you, Father, to see the salvation of the Lord. So these are the mighty blessings we ask in Jesus' name that we shall pray. We ask you right now, Father, if we
have 1,000 hands, we can lift them all up and give you praise today, God. If we have multiple toes, oh God, beyond that's on our feet, we can stomp and give you a praise with our feet. We ask you right now, Holy Spirit, and if we have 1,000 or 1,000,000 bodies, God, we will bow down and worship you today. We thank you right now, God, for what you have already given us, oh Lord. But God, our praise is not enough. But God, we ask you to give you, we magnify you right now. Everything that has breath to praise you. But I speak and declare right now that wherever we are in the earth realm, that people will bow down and worship thee. Worship you in spirit and in truth. Let us come together in the assembly, God. Bring the people back into the church. Send us out right now, Father, to draw them back in, oh God. You declared it in your word that nobody's going to thee unless the Father who sent them for them. But God, we ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus to lift ourselves up in your word. Lift us up in the prayer, God. Press us out and push us, God. Uproot everything right now, Lord. There's a stumbling block in our spirit. There's an attack to the mindset. We speak and declare right now for everything that has come against us, every plan and the plot of the enemy. I decree and declare right now, God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, let it come to us like never before. Let us speak power and the authority. Let us walk in your fulfillment right now, God. I decree and declare right now, oh Lord, I ask you right now, Father, that the threshold shake inside of our spirit right now, that the threshold shake, oh God, inside the Bible of our being. It's in you who we move, live, and have our being, God. It's in the essence of your spirit, God. It's about the Holy Ghost, oh God. We ask you in the Holy Ghost right now, by the power of your Holy Spirit, begin to reign and take us all over, God. Stir up the gifts inside of us, God. Stir up the Holy Spirit power in us, God. Stir up our mindset, oh God. I pull down every piece of stress, every depression right now, God. I pull down every lie, every tongue from the enemy. I said, sit in the mouth of the enemy's tongue to the roof of his mouth. I speak right now, oh Father, that everything that has come against the Lord shall come back and repent in the mighty name of the Lord. We bless your holy name, God, because you are the Lord and only. There's nothing besides you, oh God. So we look high above and you begin to look at everything, Lord. We bless your holy name,
Jesus.
God, we are not worthy to walk in this
assignment.
We are not worthy to stand before your people. But God, strengthen us with your word. You strengthen us to bring forth. It's not by our might, nor by our power, God, but by your Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit rest, spoon, and reign. Let the Holy Spirit hover over the earth. Let the Holy Spirit come down and set us on fire. Let the Holy Spirit set us the word. I ask you right now, Father, to activate us to the Holy Spirit, to activate the apostolic anointing. I ask you right now, Father, for everything that needs to be awakened. Wake our spirit up. Wake our body up, oh God. Wake the members up, God. I ask you right now, Father, take us out of slumber, oh Father, in the mighty name of Yeshua. I ask you right now, Father, for you declared it in your word, that you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but the power of love and a sound mind. Let the mind be sound in Christ. Let our mind be sound in the word. Let our mind be sound in our assignment. Let our mind stay focused on above. So we're not racing against anybody. We're wrestling not against flesh and blood either, Father. But I ask you right now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that we wait to the high calling of Christ Jesus to take us up, O Lord. Let you sit up big in the earth that sends out the anointing. I call for fight of I speak the spoke to the Spirit. I speak to the Spirit in the wind and prophesy to the Holy Ghost. As you told Ezekiel right now, God, I speak to the Holy Ghost inside of us to take us up where we need to go, to take us high in the anointing, to take us above our own element. So you declare in your word, in the mighty name of the Lord, we ask you right now, Father, to begin to walk us into a place that we've never gone before. Take us into a place that was once delivered to the place of. Take us back to the place of God, that we can walk by your word and pull every piece of fear out. I ask you right now, oh Lord, to take us from the mask, God. To take us from the craziness of God. I ask you right now, away from us, Father. Bring us back from being a prodigal son. I ask you right now, Lord, clothe us with the cloak of the anointing. Raise us with the mandate of your power. I ask you right now, Holy Spirit, to begin to take us beyond and take us higher in the power of the oil. I ask you right now, God, as we lay before your face in prayer, bring us to fasting and prayer. You declare it in your word, Father, that some of these things come through fasting and prayer. But I decree and declare that every person of time to a region, I ask you right now, Father, begin to speak it and declare it. Let us come like a boomerang and begin to bounce it and bounce the Holy Spirit to move over the earth, oh Father. Let people be healed, set free and delivered. Transform the spirit. Transform the mind. Transform our walk, oh God. Take the old shoes off and put new shoes on. I decree and declare right now, Father. And if anybody got a hold of this vessel, I ask you to put a new vessel on us, God. Take us out of the old wineskin and put new wineskin upon us, God. Let it be sharper than a two-edged sword with your word. I thank you right now, Father. We bless the holy name of God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for being God. When there's none like you, Father, without asking for nothing, God, we still thank you and we still give you praise. That our Father who's in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us a day, God, our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debts, Lord. Lead us not into temptation, Father, but deliver us from all that is evil. For thine is your kingdom, the power, the glory forevermore. But God, we ask you right now to sharpen us in the Spirit. Arrest us with the Holy Spirit. Stir up the gifts of the Holy Spirit. God, give us discernment again. Give us a faith that can never be shaken. Give us the power of laying on the hands. Give us the power of prophecy. Let us be accurate in the Holy Ghost. For these are the mighty blessings that we ask in Jesus' name that we shall pray. But God, I ask you right now that everything that's coming against us as your people, I ask you to send it back where it comes from. Every lying tongue, every divine spirit, every python, oh God, I ask you right now, Father, to lock the jaws of the enemy and send it back where it comes from today. Every witch and warlock, God, we declare it by the power of your Holy Spirit that you give us authority to speak it and declare it, to check the enemy's mouth. I decree and declare right now that the power of your Holy Spirit that possesses inside of us, God, to begin to move in the earth, to move in the household. I take charge of the army of God as you begin to declare to us, Father, to obey your statutes, to obey your judgment, obey your commandments, God, obey your oath right now, Father, obey your decrees and your commandments. We are here today, God, to say yes in our spirit, to say yes in our soul, to do the perfect will of you, God, to walk in our calling today, God, that no distractions, that nothing can come against the mindset. I plead the blood on the mind to regulate our hearts. Let us pant the after your heart, God, like a deer passing in the water. For these are the mighty blessings that we ask in Jesus' name, the Messiah, and two of them we shall pray. And I ask you right now, Lord, if we are dull in your spirit, and if we are dull in the word, I ask you to sharpen us again, God. Let us stay focused on the prize. Keep our mind in perfect peace. That our mind stays upon you, God. Our mind stays upon purpose. Our mind stays upon destiny. Our mind stays upon fulfillment. Our mind stays upon completion. That we focus on things above. But these are the mighty blessings that we ask in Jesus, your true name, that we shall pray. Oh, Yahweh, our God, I ask you by the power of your Holy Spirit that you hide us from our foes, oh God. I ask you by the power of your Holy Spirit, keep us in your spirit. Gird our spirit up in your loins. I ask you right now, God, to cover us with your wings. For you are our refuge and our dwelling place. We shall rest in you, God. We shall rest in you, Father. The neglect of you, God. I speak the ruach, your rahakadish, to begin to come down upon us today. Let people see the real oil in the earth upon your people, the ones that are chosen to declare it. I decree and declare right now, Father, that you send the blood to cover the multitude of sin, that no weapon of harm against us shall prosper. No spirit will rule over our life except for the spirit of the living God. We thank you right now, oh merciful God, for you are the only one. You are the King of kings, and you are the Lord of lords. You are the maker of the heaven of this earth. You're the God of the universe. You're Jehovah Gabora, God. We call upon you, Jehovah Nisi. You are the Hashemai, Jehovah Makadisha. Sanctify us, God, and set us apart from the world. But we in this world, but not of this world. We in this war, but not of this war. We in COVID, but not of COVID, God. And I ask you right now, move the distress right now, Father. Move the oppression off the people and set the captives free. It's so anointed as you declare that the soul is the yoke of the enemy. And I ask you right now, Father, anoint us, God. Anoint our hands. Anoint our feet, God. Anoint our ears. We have a sound of God, the trumpet of the Most High, God. Anoint our mouth, Father, and clean our tongue and speak the word of truth and not to sugarcoat anything. Speak the real word, authenticity, and people receive it or not. Let it go forth as you declare it in your word. That not one drop of tin of your word will hit the ground. But every person, man, woman, or child that carry the oil and the torch of you, God, let not your word hit the ground. Let it come to pass, God. Let it come to fruition. Because you're the same God forever and forevermore. There's none besides you, God. There's none greater than I. As you declare it in your word, for you are the one that created all things. You behold the good and the bad. We thank you for the good and the bad. As Job began to declare it. But God, I ask you right now by your Holy Spirit. So we shall build your tabernacle. We shall walk in your Holy Spirit. We shall walk and declare as you declare us to be a tabernacle for the Lord. And when people see us again, God, let them see the anointing. When we open up our mouth, God, let them hear the word of your Holy Spirit. Let them know there's a mouth beside our mouth and touch not the anointing. And do thy prophets no harm as you declare in your word. Let your word be established. But these are the mighty blessings that we ask in Jesus' name. As you being the beacon in this earth, it's not by our power nor by our might, but by your spirit.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Yes, God. Jesus. Yes, Lord. 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 Jesus. Yes, God. Jesus. Mandoshi. Mandoshi. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In your word shall come to pass. It shall be, O Lord. So we are your sons.
Thank you, Lord.
And we shall declare the truth. We are your sons. And we declare that we shall fulfill. You said your word is irrevocable. It cannot be changed. Therefore, we can't change the word, but we can declare about walking to be in the power of our being. For your
thank
word
you, Lord.
Is written in our heart. And we cannot sin against that word. Let the word in our heart manifest. Let the word come to pass, oh God, and begin to saturate the atmosphere. But these are the mighty blessings I ask of you, Father, to saturate the regions of this earth. Every seven continents, God, the seven kingdoms, oh God, all over the earth, saturated, oh God, and let your spirit be known in the earth. Him the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, you are is your name, and you shall reign. Amen, amen, and amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We bless his name tonight. Jesus. Thank God for the sound of prayer tonight. Thank God for the intercessors. Thank you, Lord. Let's just give him a praise as we're preparing to close out tonight. Just thank him in your own way, whether it be in by the spirit, or just give him thanks. Hallelujah. But let's collectively give him glory tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, knowing that he has heard us. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Knowing that we are nothing without him. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Not by might nor by power.
Hallelujah, Jesus. But it is by his spirit. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. And even, hallelujah, as the man of God was speaking, the one thing that kept ringing out in my heart, Jesus, is that we get to a place where, hallelujah, we repent, we return. Hallelujah, to our specific place, the place that God has called us. Hallelujah, because sometimes we're operating in a low place with a gift that's supposed to be in a high place, and our sound is up high, but we're operating low. Jesus, and a lot of this has transpired during this time of this COVID-19 and being shut out and not being able to assimilate and not the gathering of, together with those of like faith. And so we've been operating in a low place, and God says, whatever you got to do to get yourself up there, get there. Get there. Yes. Go up. Go up. Whatever you have to trim off, whatever you have to take off, whatever you have to disassociate from, you have to do it. Thank you, Lord.
Mm.
Hallelujah, because the time is required and it demands for us to operate in the high place, Jesus, and it's almost as if we're working to try to operate, working to try to pray, working to try to do, because we're operating from a place beneath our calling, Jesus.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
My God,
Jesus.
We've settled in a low place, and God says it's time to come up, come out. So whatever you have to do in your spirit, man, whatever you have to cleanse away, cut it away, cut it out, take it out, remove it.
Yes.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because it becomes too heavy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And so we want to operate in our place, in the position, and in the calling that he has called us into. So I am so grateful tonight for the prophetic word that came forth tonight from Prophet Majors. We bless the Lord for his life and for his obedience to release such a sound word that hopefully turned our hearts back to that place. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. And
thank
I don't know
you,
about you, but I am really going to be seeking the face of God
this
week and repositioning myself and not becoming a part of the status quo that is just operating in flesh and not in spirit. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. It's as if sometimes it's like the enemy is trying to choke off the sound, choke off what God has given. But God says the chokehold is being removed, my God. And the way out of the chokehold is to come up. The enemy can't put his hands on your neck unless he has access. He can't choke out the sound unless he has access. So whatever is choking the sound is a door, a way that's open. And sometimes it's mediocrity. Sometimes it's just becoming so fleshly that we're not spending our time with him. But this requires, now there's a mandate. There's a mandate. Thank you, Lord. There is a mandate. It is mandatory that you stand in your place. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, I bless him for it. Hallelujah. For surrendering. Oh, God. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining this call. Thank you, intercessors. And for those, again, that are listening, it's a mandate. Get in your place. Hallelujah. Get in your position. We are here in ours tonight by the very goodness and grace of God. We are here, but there are some who are listening that are on, that God is calling you out of complacency and sitting down to your place. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I pray that you would have heard and heeded the word of the prophet of God tonight. And before we dismiss this call, because there are so many prophetic voices that are on this line, I want to pause to see if Pastor Connie, Prophet Felicia, Minister Kim, or Prophet Sabrina has a word that they feel led to release before we end this call tonight.
Amen, amen, woman of God. I'm just so honored to be a part of this prophetic move. I tell you, God has truly talked to the man of God, because I got in a position where I didn't know what to pray, but I'm so encouraged on tonight to begin to pray again. And as I hear it's been talking, the Lord said, you said, position yourself. We have gotten out of position because of worrying about there's not nobody there. But the Lord said, I am here. And I remember when Jesus went out to pray, and the people became less and less, but he kept on persevering. And so the Lord said to keep on persevering, even when they don't come, even when they don't show up. Keep on persevering.
Jesus.
Because we'll begin to look at why are we not drawing them. But if we keep on doing it. And I remember when he finally went out, and he went into the people were coming, and they were coming with so many people that were coming, and there was no place for the people. And so
Jesus.
What we do is to keep on doing it, keep on bringing the word, keep on preaching, and stop focusing with the natural eye and begin to see with the spiritual eye.
My God.
And that's what I've been doing. I've been focusing. They're not coming. They're not hearing me. But God said, keep on persevering. And when
Jesus.
We take ourselves out of it, he said, the man of God said so well, when we take our flesh
my
out
God.
And keep on persevering, they're going to come. And this season, churches might not be in the building. It might be at the shelter. Church might be at the park.
My God.
Church might be at, in the parking lot. We cannot do it the same way we did before. To draw them, we got
thank
to
you, Lord.
Them. And so
yes.
I know, woman of God, the ministry that's on your life, it's powerful.
Jesus.
And the enemy wants to stifle you and to cause you
Jesus.
To back away. There is so much power and there's so much anointing. And this new relaunching of a pen, the Lord said this time, it's going to be different. It's going to be his
Jesus.
Way and his will. And they're going to
come. Yes, Lord.
Those that are hungry, those that are broken, those that are drunken, those that are prostitutes, those that are in the world, because they don't trust us anymore. But God has sent a certain sound in the earth that's going to draw them.
My God.
I'm so grateful to be a part of this relaunching, because I'm telling you, I'm so motivated more than I've ever been to pray, because I was
thank you, God.
But it's time to, our voices have to be heard. And we can't worry about who's not coming, who's talking about it, who's not talking about it. And we have to begin to get out of flesh and begin to get in the spirit.
Yes, Lord.
So God bless you. I'm so excited about what this new hymn is going to look like, because it's not about us, but it's about the souls of those that are lost. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Jesus. Thank you, Pastor Connie. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Is there anyone else that wants to share? Thank you, Lord.
Woman of God, I want to thank and bless God for you giving me the opportunity to be a part of your prophetic intercessory network. I was saying when the man of God spoke, he unlocked hidden gifts and suppressed gifts.
Yes.
And to activate, there's an activation that has taken place just by the word spoken on tonight. To say I was grateful and blessed for the whole entire time, for every intercessor, including yourself.
Yes.
And I just give God honor for who you are. But thank you for allowing me to be a part of your network. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, we honor the Lord tonight. Jesus. Jesus, I feel his spirit. Thank you, Prophet Sabrina. I tell you, God is faithful in all that he is doing. And I have to echo what Pastor Connie said. It will be different. It is different this time. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is actually our eighth year. We did not break 1 year without the conference, but we settled, we paused everything else. But this will be year number 8 for the Prophetic Intercessors Network. And so we trust the Lord that he is going to show himself strong and mighty in those voices and in the regions. I believe that there is such a regional work that must happen and that we must heed to the call. There is such an assurance that I have in this season about what God will do through his people. But I still feel and I sense even there are those that are still on the line tonight. There's still something in the heart that God is going to dig out. There's some places, and the man of God started out talking about emotions, but there are some things that have to be dug out, and God's going to root it completely out of your heart so that it will not hinder. It cannot hinder purpose. It cannot hinder. Yeah. And so you find yourself unable to move because you got to let it go. It's got to move because of what God is about to do and where God is taking you and us collectively as the body of Christ. So the digging has started. Hallelujah. Just like he said, he woke up a sleeping bear. And that's what God is doing in this season. He's waking it up. He's waking up. And even as I shared on the post this morning, God is first causing us now as prophets to assess our soil. We're throwing seeds in soil that's not ready. We're not even taking heed to what he said. Believe upon the Lord thy God and thy will be established. Believe upon the prophet and you'll prosper. We're not even taking heed to see if they even believe God yet. Because if they don't believe God, they ain't going to believe you.
You better talk good, right?
If they don't believe God, they won't believe you. So assess the soil, because we have people who doubt God so much.
Yeah.
Who doubt. And they doubt the God in us. And they doubt God so they can't hear. And so God says, hold, pause for a minute. Assess your soil before you throw your seed. And sometimes you got to pause and work on the soil. Work the soil. Then release the seed. Get the soil ready. Get the soil to a place to believe. Now the seed can go. And so that's what we have to be mindful of now in this season as believers. And we are just working the work of him who sent us. Amen. Yes, so again, amen. I am so honored that you all said yes to this call. You have no idea. Thank you, Minister Kim. Thank you, Pastor Connie. Thank you, Prophet Felicia. Thank you, Prophet Sabrina. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because I know that you all have pure hearts for God. There is no other agenda. It's just to reach heaven and to see the regions change and to see the climate of the things that are happening in this earth, to be able to pray against the releases of the things that the enemy wants to bring into our region, into our church, into our families, to pull down the chaos, to tear up the fallow ground, to break down the strongholds. That is our desire, and we know that when we do this collectively, when we have one mind, we can see God do some great things. And so having pure hearts and pure minds is what's going to be the answer to what we see, to all of the hidden things that are happening in politics, in our government, the things that are happening in law enforcement, the things that may seem to be hidden and concealed, God will reveal, because we are praying and we hear him. We hear the call, and we're praying for our black men, our black sons whose lives just can't continue to be taken for no reason. We're praying for this disease, this thing that's been released out, and now we believe that the desire is to make it airborne. We know that that is the real intention behind this now, to make it airborne. And so we are praying even more effectively that every strategy that's being done behind the scenes, that God would shut down every lab that's manufacturing and believe they're coming against us with this warfare, this agent that will be airborne, that will be, oh my God, heightened, God, that it will not be so, because the people of God are praying. And we can only hear things like this when we posture ourselves and we can sense the direction of our enemy, because nothing takes God by surprise. And that's what we always know about intercession. We're never reactive, we're proactive. God doesn't have to wait for something to happen to give you what to pray. He'll have you to pray so it won't happen. He'll have you to pray before they get in their labs and finish the work. So stay in that posture. That's why he's called us now. Now we're being fine-tuned now, and we'll see ourselves in the coming weeks as we begin to reposition ourselves and get in that posture collectively and hear so keenly what God is saying. And there will be things that will hit our spirit, that God will make downloads in our spirit, that will begin to pray concerning our government. We'll be able to pray for the CDC. We'll be able to pray for those that are in these high offices, that are doing things we know not of, those that are in countries that we don't even know of. But God will give us insight. He'll put it in our spirit while we sleep. He'll wake us up in the morning, Jesus. He'll give us a vision. But God is about to download in the prophets that pray.
Mm. Hallelujah.
The prophets that pray. Jesus, there will be a different sound that comes out of the mouth of a prophet who prays. Ha, glory to God. Jesus, because they get their download directly from heaven. They're seeking heaven for release. They're not allowing the universe to speak. They're not allowing all these angels and strange spirits just to speak. They are seeking the face of God, and he is downloading. And that gives you a sound of distinction, that makes you distinct, that makes you the voice, the Lord's prophet, hallelujah, the Lord's oracle. You carry his sound and his word. Thank you, Lord. And so we bless him for that. So again, mighty women of God, thank you. Thank you for every person that is joined on. And we know that the prophet had to jump off the call, so we thank God for him, and we'll call him. If it is possible for those that are listening to sow a seed, go ahead and sow a seed so that I can put Prophet Majors, and I'm going to send it directly to him because he's off and I don't have his Cash App. You can send it to Raising the Standards Cash App, and we'll send it to him. God bless you, and we love you. Go in peace. This concludes our call for tonight, and we will pick back up on next Tuesday, 7 p.m. sharp. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.